AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Biden administration lays out its plan to share vaccine doses with the world as demand for vaccinations in this country falls.
The White House is touting the overall vaccination numbers.
Already 63% of adult Americans have received at least one shot.
Virus response coordinator Jeff Zients is urging those who have not received at least one to do so, and the White House is playing up incentives available for getting shots.
Free beer, that seems to be very appealing.
But Spokeswoman Jen Psaki knows that may not be enough.
Ultimately, this is going to be up to individuals to get shots in their arms. We can take every creative step we possibly can take.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Concrete barriers that block traffic for more than a year at 38th in Chicago, now informally George Floyd Square in Minneapolis, have been moved, along with artwork and other items in his memory. City Council Vice President Andrea Jenkins says the intersection has to be reopened and the memorial to Floyd must live on.
Now it's time for us to begin the process of rebuilding this community, to create the kind of memorial that is worthy of the life of George Floyd.
Mayor Jacob Frey says traffic will not be fully restored for some time. Celebrity lawyer F. Lee Bailey is dead at 87.
F. Lee Bailey made his name winning an acquittal for the second murder trial of Dr. Sam Shepard. Bailey's other high-profile clients included heiress Patricia Hearst, the alleged Boston Strangler, and former NFL star O.J. Simpson. One of the memorable moments of Simpson's 1995 trial was Bailey cross-examining Los Angeles police detective Mark Furman about racism.
Anyone who comes to this court and quotes you as using that word in dealing with African Americans would be a liar, would they not, Detective Furman?
Yes, they would.
All of them, correct?
All of them.
Bailey was disbarred in two states for his handling of stock owned by a convicted drug smuggler. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
This is AP News. Organizers of a Memorial Day event in Hudson, Ohio, are drawing sharp criticism for turning off the microphone during a speech by a retired Army officer as he was sharing the history behind Memorial Day.
Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Barnard Kempter began talking about how freed black slaves had honored fallen soldiers soon after the Civil War.
Memorial Day was first commemorated by an organized group of black freed slaves.
Organizers of the ceremony said that part of the speech was not relevant to the program's theme of honoring the city's veterans. At one point, Kempter's mic was cut off.
Most importantly, whether Charleston's decorated...
2 minutes of the 11-minute speech was silenced. Kempter says this is not the same country he fought for.
AJ, Mike.
The Ohio American Legion says it's investigating. Its national commander says the Legion deplores racism and reveres the Constitution. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.